Yeah, welcome back to the Me Show. Yeah! Drake McElroy is here. Yeah! Raw Dog is here. Yeah! And the Dingo and Snow is here. And Michael's here. Yeah! And on the phones, ladies and gentlemen, Ben Henderson is here.
Fuck yeah!
Ben, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
Yeah, Ben Henderson. Raw Dog, I can tell you don't know who Ben Henderson is. Just so
I
you know, Ben,
sorry.
I'm the only person here who is an MMA enthusiast. Everybody else in the room is, Raw Dog, he fucks himself with his own hands.
I know who Dan Henderson is.
You know who Dan Henderson is? Ooh, why don't you disrespect Ben Henderson and bring up Dan? You know what, though? The real Ben, would you be willing to submit that Dan Henderson is the bigger Henderson at this particular moment in MMA?
Absolutely, man. I'm a big fan of Dan Henderson. I'm not even gonna lie. He's the man. I'm a big fan of his.
Right, and he is bigger than you, or no?
I would say for sure, yeah.
That was tough for Ben to admit. Right there. I would say that Ben is definitely the future of MMA. And if it came down to it, skill level, Ben is the greater fighter, but Dan is an icon. And Dan is a legend, and Ben is a respectful mixed martial artist, and that's why he's saying.
Dan's been doing a long time. He's been doing a long time. He deserves all the props he has, all the props he's got so far.
I'm trying to think of anybody else who doesn't know who Ben is. Ben is one of these people in a certain weight class in mixed martial arts that is potentially the greatest fighter in the world. And to top it off, he's a teammate of mine.
Dethroned.
How do you feel about being on the same team as me, Ben Henderson, Jason Ellis?
I think it's awesome. I'm really happy. I won't lie. One of my friends is a mechanic, and he races
trucks.
Pre-runners is what it's called.
Yeah.
But he definitely was a fan of yours. Like, he knew who you were, so I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, cool though.
Yeah, it wasn't that interesting.
His friend thinks you're interesting, Jason.
Yeah, but Ben doesn't.
He's got a friend that thinks you're interesting.
Yeah, well, I've got a...
It was tough for Ben to say that you're teammates.
Nobody in this room likes you at all, Ben, so whatever. Right, do you know who Ben is, Dingo?
No, I don't.
Have you ever seen Ben fight?
No.
Anybody who hasn't seen, like, Versus and all this stuff, Ben's the guy who... He's got, like, long curly hair and he has massive wing tattoos on his back.
I have seen him.
You have seen,
seen
right? Because he's the only guy who has long hair.
I've seen the wings.
He has long hair, and he's like, "What kind of what's your background? What are you?"
I'm half black, half Korean.
Half black, half Korean.
There you go.
He's got real muscly legs. Yeah. He's a really muscly looking dude. You get a lot of chicks.
Where are you from? Where are you from, Ellis? Where are you from?
Outback, mate.
Outback
Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Medium rare.
That's okay with you? I'm actually a little bit of a mongrel. I'm part Fijian.
Nah, I was just saying I won't hold it against you.
You won't hold Fijian against me?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, wait, you're Fijian? Okay, well,
on behalf of Fiji, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, Fiji says, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ben, you are going to fight Jim Miller on August 14th at UFC on Versus. So that means it's on Versus. Is that one of those free fights?
It is. It's one of those free fights. No pay-per-view, just turn TV, and if your cable provider has it, tune in and watch a good show.
See, Ben, you in the WEC before UFC took over, you were the man, and then you fought that one dude that did the special space kick on your face, and it didn't knock you out, it just hit you. So you really, you're in the top three most technically and impressive fighters in your weight class, and then this guy would be one of the other guys, and he just edged you out with some bullshit running on the fence face kick. And then he had a shot at becoming champion, and he had one fight to beat some, who was it, Clay Guida. And Clay Guida blue-balled him and made him look like a bitch. Are you pissed off? Do you think that you should be a title contender?
No, not really. I'm not too concerned with it. I know, you know, a lot of guys say that, but I really don't care. The point is, you know, you have to win. Whether you have the belt or on your waist, or you don't have the belt, you just have to win. You have to go out there and look good. Hopefully, you know, I'll just keep on doing that.
Do you, when somebody does, you know, the where you've gone, I figured you must have thought you were going to get a belt, and now you have to go the long, hard road. Have you changed any of your training? Or when the guy did the, what was his name again? Anthony Pettis, when he did the running on the fence kick, do you now have the running on the fence defense Or do you have a running on the fence kick yourself?
I don't. I don't have a running on the fence kick, but I did catch a few of my guys just like 2 weeks ago practicing the kick, and then I walked in the room, and then they all stopped. It was kind of funny.
So you're saying this kick is, no one has ever seen this kick trick. I'm trying to explain to you right now, MMA, and to the rest of the people who don't know. This guy, at the very end of the round, he ran up the cage, and Ben was just standing there like, what the fuck are you doing, you idiot? And then he jumped off the cage at Ben and did some crazy flying matrix kick. It wasn't that much of a matrix kick, whatever.
Yeah.
He ran on the fence, but no one's done it before, so nobody knew. And he got lucky, and he hit Ben in the face with it. And now Ben's telling us that in his training camp, he comes in, and his training brothers, are practicing this kick that was used on Ben's face. That's fucked up, man.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm not really cool with that. I don't think anybody who's good friends with Ben should be doing the running kick, except, you know what? I would do it to be funny. Like, if I was to spar Ben Anderson, the first thing I would do would run across the cage and kick him. Even though it wouldn't land, but I would just want him to know that, look, man, you might beat the shit out of me in about 3 seconds, but I just want you to know that one dude kicked you in the face and fuck you. Mind games. Inside Ben's mind. Am I inside your mind yet, Ben?
Oh, getting there, man. Getting there.
I'm getting there. I know that you're a big fan of God. I notice you always point to God and you say that God's cool and he helps you out. I respect that. Love a man who loves the Lord. I think God's great also. Do you go to church all the time?
I do, yes. I haven't been past like two, three weeks or so. But I do frequent my church, yes.
Have you ever not being a huge fan of God?
There are times, you know, in everyone's life where they're, you know, have questions or they're not particularly happy or yada, 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 whatever. I've had as many of those bumps as everyone else, as a normal person has, you know?
You were never from the, I mean, you're a tough guy. Were you ever in street fights as a kid, or what's your background? How does somebody like you become such a high-level mixed martial artist? Who showed you MMA?
I've been in entirely one street fight my entire life.
Right.
I like to use my words to solve my problems, you know.
Yeah.
Not a big street fighter. I got into MMA just kind of off a dare, you know. I was wrestling in college. After I got done wrestling, I was coaching. You know, a guy sitting around talking, giving each other a hard time. And then somehow my name got brought up. Like, oh, yeah, Henderson wouldn't step in the cage. No way, Henderson. You know, there's no way you step in the cage. Like, yeah, I would. Sure, I would, guys. What are you talking about? I'll go be in the cage. Oh, yeah, really? We want to bet? You can go do it tonight in downtown Omaha. And then, you know, I got called out on it, so I couldn't back down. So I had to go do it, and thankfully I won.
So it was an amateur fight that you could just show up and sign your name? Like, how do you get to fight somebody without really? Who signed you up for a fight? And did you know the guy you were fighting?
No, did not know the guy I was fighting. It was one of those real rinky-dink, you know, show up, and if you want to, you can fight that night.
The day of, you were there, and someone bet you that you should fight, and you were like, okay, and then you went and told them and signed your name up, and they gave you some MMA gloves. Did you have a mouth guard?
I did. I stopped by the store on the way there to buy a mouth guard.
That's good.
And then you fought a guy, and did it go to the ground? Like, I know you're a wrestler, so did you strike with him, or did you just wrestle him and beat him?
Nah, I kind of, like, threw a girly sissy punch at him,
yep.
And I just butt rushed him, took him down, and then I hit him with like my couple of hammer fists when I got on top. Nothing real technical at all, but it was the beginning.
And that was the beginning, and then did you knock him out, or you just beat him into submission?
The ref stopped it.
The ref stopped it from beating the shit out of him. I noticed that you're one of those people out there that has the tight shorts. I believe every man who's in MMA who doesn't wear tight shorts is a homophobe. Because really, if you're going to fight, Ben, and you've got normal shorts on, people can grab your shorts, you can get stuck on stuff. If you're trying to win, you should have silky smooth tight pants on like you do.
I mean, you also got to consider ease of movement and just, you know, flexibility.
Would you ever wear normal shorts, Ben?
Like everybody wearing the spandex shorts, I would just say not some of the heavyweights. Some of the heavyweights, I'll go ahead and let them wear regular shorts. Everybody else, you know, I'll go ahead and wear the spandex shorts. Some of those heavyweights, I wouldn't really want to see them in spandex shorts.
You're saying that you don't like fat men in spandex?
Not really.
I believe that's not what Ben Anderson just said. You're not a fan of ugly people, Ben.
not a fan of large men in spandex shorts. Not so much.
I agree with Ben.
You're not a fan of fat men in spandex?
I'd much rather see the shorts.
You're such an ass kisser, Dingo.
I'm not trying to be an ass kisser at all, to Ben. I'm just saying, I'm not a fan of the big dudes in the tight pants.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it gay for me to say that I'd like to see Brock Lesnar in Society Wise?
No, it's not gay for you because you're into that.
I'm not into
yes,
that.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
You secretly are. It's okay.
No, it's okay. I also want to see what kind of bulges the heavyweights are bringing to the table.
Yeah, Ben, I mean, I know you're not.
See what's weird about
you're
that.
You're just a straight guy who wants to see big guys in tidy shorts. There's nothing weird.
You can talk freely here, Ben. We know you're engaged to your fiance, Katie, so we know that, you know, she's a woman and you like women. It's okay to admit that you wouldn't mind to see, you know, a Shane Carwin bulge or something like that. It's not like you want to hold it or anything.
Hey, all I'm saying is if that's your thing, if you want to see large men in spandex, then I'll definitely won't hold that against you.
Right. All right.
Is it too late for me to have a bachelor party?
What, and get Ben Henderson there to hold things against
you? Get Brock Lesnar there in tight pants.
Oh, right. How much does it cost to get Brock Lesnar to come to your birthday or your wedding? In tardies.
Gotta make that happen.
The entertainment is here. Brock Lesnar coming through the door.
Ben, do you have like a website or anything? I mean, you're a pretty stylish guy. Are you designing stuff? Is there a Ben Henderson, shorts that people can wear, or do people not buy those spandex?
They're not the hottest sellers, to be honest.
Right, a lot of people don't. I would wear
wildly off the racks. But you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter. @SmoothOne155
At Smooth.
Smooth.
I did have a website, but I got switched over, so I don't have one right now. I'm working on my new website.
Yeah, Ben Henderson he's called Smooth. He's a very stylish looking guy. He's a cool cat, and he delivers. He's a very athletical bastard.
Obviously, he's an MMA fighter.
I believe with some training. I believe with a little bit more training. I believe we're talking to the future champion of the world right here.
Really?
He's that good. He's that good. I say space kick guy. I say he beats that dude 9 times out of 10. He just got unlucky. That's what I think.
I'm a little bit biased, but I'll have to agree with you. I will admit I am biased, but I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Right, and he's got a tough fight. I mean, Jim Miller is trying to wrap it up really quickly. Jim Miller fights like a bastard. He's a bastard.
He's a dirty fighter.
He's not. I don't want to say that, but yes. He'll probably poke Ben in the eye when you're not looking. He's here to win. He loves to fight. It's a tough fight, Ben. And if you lose this one, you're going to drop off. No pressure.
Go in there though and do whatever it takes. If he pokes me in my eye, I'm going to have to poke him in his eye back.
Ben, is there any way that I can get some smooth spandex shorts so that I can go to the gym in those? Because I don't give a fuck, Ben. I will show up with those on at the gym, and everyone can be like, why are you wearing spandex to kick the heavy bag? I'll be like, because I'm a massive fan of Ben Henderson, and these are Ben Henderson shorts, and he's going to fucking be the next champion of the world. Mark my words.
He doesn't like the tidies.
I can get you those shorts. I can have my manager make up a full official fight pair of shorts that I'm going to be wearing on August 14th.
Oh.
Making an just for you. We'll get them sent out to you.
You're gonna have to make them a little bit bigger than yours, there, Ben. I'm not a heavyweight, but I'm tilting on it. I fight 185, but I walk around 200 because I got two kids. You understand, Ben?
Understandable.
All right. Well, it's great to have you on the show, and it's great to have a teammate on the show. Shout out to Dethrone, and I look forward to you beating the piss out of Jim Miller, August 14th, free on Versus.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Ben. There it is. Ben Henderson.
Like a caged animal. He can't wait for...
He's a wild beast. Look, man, you can't have it all.
He seemed pretty mellow, though.
He is mellow.
Pretty high held together.
Smooth, you could say.
Yeah.
Smooth.
He doesn't even braid his hair. He has a ponytail. And sometimes it doesn't even get that flustered. By the time he kicks your ass, it's still neatly behind his head, which is an accomplishment. You're kicking some... And these, at the level he's at, the only people that they give to him are the people that... If you blink... He has the belt, and you don't exist anymore.
Put you on the ground and take
it's
you out.
Really, it's at his weight class as well. The level, I would have to say, it's probably the most exciting weight class right now because there's all these. You know, I'm one of those people. I hate the gimmick, but the fucking jumping bullshit wall kick. It made a bunch. Oh, hoo ha ha ha! And everybody's wanking on about it. But the dude that did do that kick, he does have some sweet ass, really athletical maneuvers. And Ben Henderson is right there. So, if I get those shorts, I'll wear them every day to the gym. Dethrone, if you're listening, I need fucking silky smooth spandex Ben Henderson pants.
Is it too late to get two pairs and get one for Will as well, now that he's wearing shorts?
How much money would it cost for Will to wear Ben Henderson's Dethrone spandex shorts?
To do a whole episode.
No. I would only want to see it for 1 second.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Two Girls, One Cup. I don't want to watch the whole fucking video, but I would like to just see it one time to just believe that it really did happen.
Every break, I'd like to walk out there and just see him working away. Wow. Or
if you watch the entire... Oh, him having a smoke in the parking lot with those on? Okay, I'll watch that. I'd watch that entire cigarette go. That'd be worth it. I mean, that is... It's a sight. AliceMania.com is just going up to $10 a month if that happens.